Yay.
The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
And we're back on City News. We know this week some Hydro Ottawa workers could be trading in the electrical lines for some picket lines. We wanted to speak with Mike Hall today, business representative with Local 636 IBEW. Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Sam?
Good. Mike is with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Give us a sense, Hydro Ottawa workers potentially hitting the picket line on Wednesday. Give us a sense of what this looks like.
It looks like it's going to happen. We have a deal that we're going to vote on tomorrow night. The feedback we're getting back from the members is not happy with the deal, of course. We're obviously fighting very hard to try and get a fair deal for the folks of Hydro Ottawa. Dealing with things like shift premiums and meal allowances, and paramedicals benefits that have fallen behind. Some paramedicals here, Sam, haven't seen increases in almost 10 years. And these are the types of things that the folks are trying to get us to deal with.
Absolutely. And give us a sense of how many workers, what the impact for residents may be.
There's approximately 390 members at Hydro Ottawa, including all the trades, all of the customer service folks. The effect on the public would be rather swift, and the public needs to know that we have tried everything that we can to try and avoid this.
And we're hearing from Hydro Ottawa. I read in an article here on our City News website that the Hydro Ottawa is indicating, hey, listen, these are numbers that are beyond sort of standard norms, if you will, in terms of pay. Is that right, Mike, or are these in line with other utilities?
Well, it's all how you play the words. The percentages that they offered are competitive. But when you take a look at the facts, in 2018, the folks at Hydro Ottawa ranked about 20th on the pay scales that we look at in the province of Ontario. Hydro Ottawa is one of the five largest utilities in the province. And today they rank 23rd. So they've actually lost ground since 2018. And when you look at other things, like I said, I touched on shift premiums. We have a lot of shift workers here to meet the demands of the City of Ottawa. And they have shift premiums for their days and their nights and their weekends. The company's only proposing to look at weekends only and ignoring days and nights. Meal allowances. As you can imagine, when we come in, when storms blow in, it's nothing for our folks to be in for 16 hours at a time. Right now, meal allowances are maxed at $14.50. This offer that we're going to vote on Tuesday night would see a meal go to $16.50 on April 1st of 2026. I don't know anywhere you go, Sam, to buy a meal for $16.50 right now.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And I think, Mike, it's probably even more top of mind for all of us here because of everything we've been through with the storm and the ice storm and how much the storm of Victoria Day 2022 and how much we've all relied on all of you. I think it's top of mind of all the work that's been done as well. So it's, probably a number of people maybe sitting up a little bit straighter today, listening to our call, knowing that, there might be some impact if something was to happen during that time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's bigger than just the deal, too. The environment at Hydro Ottawa is a poisoned work environment, the worst I've seen in my career. Hydro Ottawa is one of 13 employers that I work with, and we file more grievances there than the other 12 combined. Safety issues with, temp positions. We got people at Hydro Ottawa that have been in temp positions for years. Fighting to get equal pay for work of equal value. It's a long list. And, essentially what the folks are saying here is enough's enough, and I don't blame them.
Interesting. I wasn't aware of that sort of side of it. So give us a sense then, Mike, is it a number of people that, of course, the money is always part of it, but these grievances, is that also obviously top of mind for many then?
Oh, very much so. Very, very much so. And I, you know, when you head into a negotiation, it's one of the few ways that that a group of employees can stand as a collective and send a message back to a company. And that's definitely what you see going on here.
Interesting. And give us a sense. Remind me how many people would be affected, how many workers would be affected if this strike was to move forward.
Approximately 390.
390. And if you were a betting man, are they going on strike then, Mike?
That's what I would put my money on.
Okay. And do you think that, you know, that like we saw with PSAC going on strike, that strike, I think, lasted a little bit longer than people anticipated. Do you expect you know, maybe Hydro Ottawa comes back to the table because they don't want a service disruption of sorts?
Well, you would certainly hope so, but they've certainly indicated to us that they would not. You know, the initial offer was voted on May 31st and was rejected by the employees. The company responded to that by canceling vacation requests, you know, which just had the effect of throwing fuel on a fire. And they refused to return to the table and made it very clear that they wouldn't. We were asked by the conciliator. The last 3 days of negotiations was with the help of a conciliator. The conciliator asked the union if we would be open to mediation, and we most definitely said yes, but that did not happen. And we didn't hear from the company again until June 22nd. And that's this offer that we're voting on tomorrow night.
Okay. Let's stay in touch, Mike. I suspect that we'll probably join you know, together again on Wednesday, because I want to follow this closely, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, Mike, let's speak again on Wednesday. Thank you so much. Mike Hall joining us today, business representative with Local 636 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. We're going to be following that very closely. We're going to come back and spend some time with Steve Ball, president of the Ottawa-Gatineau Hotel Association. Stay with us on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.